You're listening to SBS News. Australians under the age of 12 are likely to remain unvaccinated against COVID-19 until next year. Prime Minister Scott Morrison says Australian regulators will take their time to review the data.
Any parent, I'm sure, would want the government to be being as careful as possible with the whole population, but particularly children aged 5 to 11. We've also been advised by the Chief Medical Officer that the incidence of serious disease amongst younger children with COVID is not the same for the rest of the population. So the risk is different for children aged 5 to 11 to those who are older. So we'll be ready to go if and when the medical experts say it's safe to do so. And we won't be authorising a vaccination arrangement for children aged 5 to 11 until the medical experts say it's safe for your children to be vaccinated.
US regulators signed off on the vaccine for 5 to 11-year-olds last week, and the American Academy of Pediatrics released a video urging parents to get their children vaccinated. One of the voices in the video is paediatrician Leah Gugino from the US state of Michigan.
Many of you worry about the side effects, and I want you to know that scientists and physicians around the world are making this safe for children. And it's been tested on many adults around the world, millions, and it is safe. It's important that your child is vaccinated.
Victoria's Education Minister James Molino says he hopes a vaccine rollout to young children can take place as soon as possible.
Prime Minister indicated at National Cabinet on Friday that that is not going to be the case. I would hate to see the federal government fail to secure vaccines to 5 to 11-year-olds, fail to secure vaccines for a second time. That's what we don't want. In the United States, vaccines are already available for children, and they're being rolled out, and that means kids are safer at school, they're safer in the community, they're safer at home. We want that same opportunity for Australians as early as possible.
To try to reduce the disruption caused by positive cases in schools, Victoria is rolling out free rapid antigen tests in all schools to get students back in the classroom sooner. Students deemed primary close contacts of a positive case will be able to return to school after 7 days in isolation rather than 14. They'll need a negative PCR test on day 6 and then a negative rapid antigen test before school from days 8 to 14 after exposure. James Molino says all schools will be eligible.
The program will run statewide from Monday next week. That means every school in the state, government, Catholic and independent schools, this program will be available to every single school. The tests will be free of charge to the school, free of charge to parents.
Victoria recorded 1,126 local cases and another 5 deaths. The Australian Capital Territory has detected 13 local cases, and an outbreak at a Canberra primary school has grown to nearly 40 as the Territory government prepares to announce the further easing of restrictions. 12 campuses have been impacted, with close contacts told to quarantine at home. It comes as ACT ministers look to easing restrictions faster, given Canberra's double dose rate has surpassed 95%. New South Wales had another 7 deaths and 187 cases. One of the fatalities was an unvaccinated man in his 30s with no significant underlying health conditions. Darwin has not detected any new cases, but a lockout will be extended for 24 hours. The lockout in Katherine will be lifted. The restrictions were announced last Thursday after an unvaccinated man in his 20s tested positive without leaving the NT. The source of the infection was eventually traced to a 21-year-old woman who'd flown to the Northern Territory from Cairns. Western Australia's decision to keep its borders closed until it reaches a 90% double-dose vaccination rate for people aged 12 and over has travel company Flight Centre threatening legal action. Under the WA plan, the border will remain closed until at least the end of January. Flight Centre is threatening to sue if the WA border doesn't open in line with the national plan when WA reaches vaccination targets of 70 and 80%. Prime Minister Scott Morrison says keeping the WA border closed once the double dose rate reaches 80% will do more harm than good.
Once you hit that 80% threshold, there is a scientifically backed-in proposition which says that you can take the next step. And the advice we have from the Secretary of Treasury, from Dr. Kennedy, is once you go over 80% and you keep things locked down, you are doing more harm than good to your economy. You are actually putting a price on Australians when you continue to put heavy restrictions on your economy once you hit 80% vaccination rate. So the national plan was a deal with Australians. My government is keeping our part of that deal. Australians are keeping their part of that deal.
And booster shots are now available to all Australians from 6 months after their second dose. Deputy Chief Medical Officer Sonia Bennett highly recommends people get the booster.
If a booster is available at the 6 month mark, when we know we might start seeing more people getting both infection and potentially severe disease from waning immunity, then it's important to have that booster. It's particularly important for people more at risk of COVID.
For health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, go to sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Greg Diet, SBS News.